Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for this week's show. With me today is a very special guest. He is the author of Building the Internet of Things, Implement New Business Models, Disrupt Competitors, and Transform Your Industry. Mashek Kranz, how are you today?
Great, thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, it's our pleasure. And for those listening, Mashek is the Vice President of the Corporate Strategic Innovation Group at Cisco Systems. He leads the team focused on incubating new businesses, accelerating internal innovation, and driving co-innovation with customers, partners, and startups for a global network of Cisco Innovation Centers. Prior to his role, he was the General Manager of Cisco's Connected Industries Groups, where he drove IoT business for key industrial markets. So without further delay, let's just get into today's podcast. And my first question for you is, what inspired you to become an author?
Oh, you know, it was actually a fascinating story. So I didn't think that I will actually write a book. But, you know, a couple of years ago, we were in the midst of working on Internet of Things. And I started getting questions from business leaders and business owners. Is there a book that can help us sort of demystify IoT and help us get started on the IoT journey? And I looked around, I couldn't find one, so I decided to write one.
Right, right. And speaking about the book itself, can you tell us a bit about what the Internet of Things actually is and why has it become so important?
Of course. You know, in a nutshell, Internet of Things is about every device getting connected. Cars, buses, vending machines, robots, buildings, even trash cans are getting connected to each other, to the networks, and sometimes to the Internet. When you think about the first wave of Internet over the last 25 years or so, the main purpose of connected devices, like the smartphones or tablets or laptops, was to give us, you and I, access to communicate with to each other, get access to the data, get access to the online processes. The main purpose of Internet of Things devices is different. Their main goal is to generate the data, and then we can take this data, analyze it, and turn it into business outcomes.
And I think actually just the idea of a trash can having any sort of autonomous projection into it's actually quite scary in its concept itself. And it leads into my next question, actually, is that how have you guys at Cisco actually incorporated and benefited from the Internet of Things?
Well, so of course, you know, when you think about Cisco, we connect everything, right? So, for us, obviously, the main focus was how do we get all of these devices, and there's like billions of these devices now connected, and how do we make sure that this connectivity is reliable, but also secure? But this is just a starting point. Because once you actually connect these devices, all the good things will start happening. In the business environment, for example, let's say a company like Harley-Davidson, by connecting all of their processes and devices in their company, they were able to reduce the time to manufacture a new configuration of a Harley bike from 18 months to 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that the impact for businesses has been tremendous, and obviously we've been excited to help these businesses actually realize these kind of results. So if you think about Cisco, we've been focusing on obviously connecting these devices, but also building the ecosystem, because the opportunity is so big that we want to make sure that that the entire industry, all of us, are working together building these solutions and capturing the opportunity. Just a month ago, we had an Internet of Things World Forum in London with around 1,000 companies actually working towards that goal.
That sounds very fascinating. And just out of curiosity, we've talked about how many different things are in fact connected. Do you have a specific device that's perhaps your favorite? I mean, we talked about, you know, motorcycles and all sorts of everyday appliances. Is there anyone that stands out for you?
It's a great question. You know, I would probably think, I mean, you mentioned trash cans. It's actually, again, a fascinating use case and example. Probably the most exciting for me is a connected vehicle. And for a couple of reasons. One is, in the next 2 years, basically every new vehicle will be connected. And and in many ways, connectivity is sort of a foundational capability that enables now increasingly the autonomous driving and all the consequences of it. But when you think about it, the impact on not only businesses, but also us as humans of connecting these vehicles is tremendous. Just let's just think about putting the autonomous vehicle aside. By let's say connecting the vehicles and the infrastructure, now we can create the green waves and being able to reduce the traffic congestion. Connecting, let's say, buses, we can make sure that the entire transportation ecosystem is sort of dynamic, and I can actually interact with a bus and know exactly when it's coming, and the bus knows that I'm waiting, and the city can manage sort of the and move buses into different locations depending on where people are waiting and where they want to go. So the impact on our lives, but just a simple notion of connecting all these mobile communication vehicles is tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely agreed on that point. And leading on to my sort of next question, and that's something that you already just briefly touched upon in your previous answer, and that's the idea of innovation going hand-to-hand with disruption. And these two keywords are present, I think, in almost every IT-related conversation nowadays in one way or another. How does the Internet of Things cover and use them to their full potential?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, we're just starting on this journey, right? So even though there's been a tremendous hype about IoT for many years, you know, and Gartner had it for 2 years on top of the Gartner hype curve, we're just getting started. So if you look at how IoT is being used today, it's mostly in the business environment, focusing on improving existing processes and existing improving performance and sort of the operations of the of organizations. But to your point, it is just a starting point, and IoT will be a 5 or 10 year journey. And increasingly, we are starting to see IoT being used to create new value propositions. I mentioned Harley Davidson. Now we can actually go into the model of mass customization, mass personalization of all kinds of products, right? And not have a cost or time penalty for that. When we think about, Cyber Monday and how many millions of packages we can actually deliver now seamlessly on time, it's because of all the data and IoT and connected devices. But then we think about in the future, where IoT becomes really a foundational capability for other disruptive technologies from blockchain to artificial intelligent drones, where I actually see IoT being a linchpin in converging industries. We've already talked about transportation and technology, or retail and manufacturing, new industries like drones being created, new capabilities with AI and artificial intelligence being created. So it's really exciting. We are just starting at this journey, but I can't wait to see what we will do with this technology 5 years from now.
And going back to the book, in there you talk about what you call the perfect storm of technology, economy, and culture. Can you tell us which part of the three is perhaps the most important one, and how do we weather such storm?
A great question. And, you know, the answer may actually be a surprising coming from the person who works in the technology industry, but I actually think that technology is actually the easiest part. The cultural aspects and the sort of a business structure aspects are probably the most challenging. On the culture side, when you think about, let's say, a manufacturing industry, where the typical mode of operation has been, I come in, do a job, the job doesn't change very much, and I am in the same job for, let's say, 10 or 20 years. Now, with Internet of Things, there's a huge change that's coming that basically is driving the shift of behavior where you now have to reinvent yourself every 3 to 7 years, where some jobs are disappearing, the new jobs are being created. We need to continue to evolve our skills. It requires very different approach, very different culture. And some of the organizations and some of the industries are ready for that, and some of them are not. When you think about the business structures, for many industries, we've had this model of sort of a one company doing it all. So if you want to build a train station, one company will build a complete train station for you. And IoT, with its speed of innovation and sort of a new cost structures, is driving the shift into multiple companies actually working together to develop the solutions based on open system, open standards. So these types of shifts from the terms of talent, in terms of change management, in terms of business, I believe are the more difficult ones to tackle, and also potentially the ones that can slow down the IoT adoption.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we talked about things like vehicles and using the Internet of Things on there, something that popped in my mind would be an industry such as driving in general and logistics. That is a very big market. And just the thought of it being automated and the human aspect sort of being replaced in a way is quite an amazing thought. And I think it feeds in very well into what you just said when it comes to culture and the economy. That perhaps might be the bigger challenge of the all three of them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you think about autonomous vehicles, right, the connected vehicles, we're already starting to see the movement, for example, with delivery vehicles, right? Some of the countries like Germany, they just adopted level 3 autonomous driving standards on their highways. So, you know, it is interesting because I often get sort of the very polarized reactions to these type of changes. On one hand, I'm hearing people sort of being scared or afraid of these changes and worried about how these changes were going to impact our jobs and our lives. But I also hear sort of the opposite reaction where people said, okay, this is really exciting because now we can actually spend less time on things that are sort of a nuisance, like driving the car is a nuisance. I can actually spend time creating new ideas, creating new products, creating new businesses, new markets, writing books, but becoming much more creative in during my day and spending less time on sort of the mundane tasks that are not adding a lot of value.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it feeds very well into my next question. And we've already touched upon this, but what do you think are the key obstacles when it comes to Internet of Things?
Yes, yeah, so I think that we touched on this a little bit from the business technology, the business and the talent aspect. But on the technology side, probably there are two big barriers. One is, of course, security, and it's been sort of in the forefront of a lot of conversations. The second one has been around standards and standardizations. And also here, I think we see the industry making a lot of progress, but at the same time, I would say more work needs to happen both on the vendor side as well as on the industry side as well.
And my final question is the one I ask to all guests on the podcast, and that is, what are you currently reading?
You know, I'm actually a fairly ferocious reader, so I just finished reading the book Homo Deus. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He wrote two books. One was called Homo Sapiens, about sort of a history of a humankind. And the second one, Homo Deus, is sort of his view of the future of human beings. And he talks a lot about artificial intelligence and sort of how AI will have what impact AI will have on the future of our species. So fascinating read. I don't think I agree with all the statements that he's making, but he definitely made me think.
Great. And we will be putting a link in the description to that book below. So if anyone finds this interesting, you can go, of course, and check it out. And with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Miro. It was a great conversation and great questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for those listening, of course, if you'd like to know more about the Internet of Things, all links in the description below will lead you to all relevant locations where you can find out more about the work that we talked about, more about the book itself, and all other related information. With that, I would like to thank you very, very much for joining us again this week, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of LID Radio.